Donald Doherty, manager of Harry's Bar and Restaurant in Ishone, County Donegal. Harry's, it's been a family restaurant for 20 years. We were probably known as a family steakhouse where you went for family celebrations. And we found ourselves 10 years ago in a rut, to be honest. We were dealing with goods with no origin, vac packs. We were dealing with frozen goods and frozen sauces. And we weren't different. We came under competition from more restaurants opening up. And we realised, listen, we had to do something different. We either moved the restaurant or we came up with something different. And different for me was, hang on a minute, Ishone is my advantage here. We've got the best produce in Ireland. Let's go, grab it, cut out the middlemen, cut out the salesmen, get to know the fishermen, the farmers, celebrate their names on the menu, deal with fresher, more local product, and just create something different.
And was the idea behind cutting out the middleman a monetary one? Was it a financial decision, or was it an ideological one? One because you wanted to talk to the farmers?
I think I found ourselves enjoying it more, and I think we enjoyed the food more. To be honest, we give the farmers a little bit more than what we would. We can buy goods cheaper than we can off the farm. I'm happy to give the farmer more food, or more money for the food. Because at the end of the day, when I buy a whole lamb or a whole rare breed pig, I use every piece of that, and I appreciate every piece of that. And the really interesting thing is when we do certain selection plates and you have on what is known as the expensive cuts, the racks of lamb, it's the slow-cooked shoulders and all people are actually preferring the taste of, even though you're giving them that selection. So I'm loving the way food tastes have changed also. We're pushing that by educating the customer and really selling the farmer and selling the local produce.
And you have a sign here, made in Ishone, so it gives a very good feeling of what the food is and where it comes from. Just give me a taster of where your food comes from and the kind of people you're sourcing.
I can start from Malin Head and deal with the Malin Fish Crab Co-op. I come round to Greencastle and deal with the Foyle Fishermen's Co-op and the boat coming straight off the boats, the fish coming straight off the boats, the gurnard and the red mullet and the squid and the prawns and all the stuff that's sometimes shipped off to Europe, and we need to use more of it. We come down through Greencastle into Moville and I pick up Joe Fowler's amazing saddleback pork. I drive home and I pick up Philip Coulter's mushrooms. I then go on to the community centre that grows all the vegetables. We pass our new wall garden and our 40-foot greenhouse. And in the different seasons, we forage for wild mushrooms and for wild garlic that we're going to have tonight and all different foods from Ishone. And the nice thing is there's more people coming to us because we're attracting people that want to try bees and want to try butter making and want to try making salt and want to do something different. And I have a promise to them all, I'll give them their first legs up, I'll get them onto the menu and I'll give them the confidence that they've got a great product.
But your responsibility is to manage a restaurant. Now, for most people, that is a full-time job and you never get a break from it. The idea that you're also going around and collecting all this produce, how do you get time for it? And does it take up a huge amount of your life?
To be honest with you, and people that know me, it's a 16-hour day job. It's rarely a day off. A day off is a treat. And to be honest with you, it doesn't feel like work. I think that's the joy of it. You know, I sleep in it, I think of it in my sleep, I wake up and I think about it. But picture that I'm getting different phone calls from these fishermen when the boats are coming in and the farmers and what's good and the forager. Every day is different. The menu's different every day. And the customers come back and they know what's going to change and they know what's going to be in season and they're getting used to it. And they're actually looking forward to different seasons. You know, they're coming and asking me, when's Gurnard coming in again? When are we going to get the wild mushrooms again? Is the rhubarb ready? That's the questions I'm being asked now. Not what's coming in a frozen box from God knows where. I mean, those days are gone.
And has cutting out the middleman saved you money?
As I say, we can buy products cheaper, but we've become cleverer in how we do things. And using everything and using that local thing. But they become your ambassadors, they become your customers, they come to your restaurant for their birthdays, their anniversaries and everything else that happens in their families. They become part of the business too.
And you say every day is different. For some people running a restaurant, that would be a nightmare. Predictability is what you want. You want to know that you have these things in future. How does it change the way your chef has to look at the menu if he doesn't know whether mushrooms will be available in 2 weeks' time or not?
I think we would have chased most chefs out of the kitchen a long time ago because it's harder work filleting all your own fish, butchering all your own meats, washing down all your own vegetables. That's the hard work. I have Ray Moran in the kitchen and it wouldn't happen without Ray. He's the best chef I've ever come across with, totally believes and supports in what we do here at Harry's. I amaze them sometimes coming in with boxes like the wild mushrooms and they're like, oh my God, we didn't know there were seps and porcinis and chanterelles and girolles growing 3 miles down the road. We are literally flabbergasted and we're all loving it, so it's great.
You, it's fair to say, are the exception rather than rule in Ireland. When you look at other restaurants that behave in the way that your restaurant used to be, in that just centralised distribution and all the rest, how do you feel? How does it feel eating the food there?
A few years ago, I really struggled going out to some other places. they're getting better, to be honest with you. More people are seeing us as being successful. More people are seeing us getting sort of recognition and enjoying our food, and our customers going up and getting busier despite the recession. And more people are going local. There's a movement in Donegal under the Food Coast Initiative, and that's a good movement, and I'm totally supporting it, opening up my producers to everybody else. The last thing I want to do is just be the owner of Joe Fowler's Saddleback Pork. I want the whole country to know about Joe Fowler's, and I want Joe Fowler to do better out of it. That's why I have their names on the menus. I give everyone their phone numbers. I encourage everyone to buy off them. So I want to create something that other people jump on board with.
And in many ways, you've answered the final question, but what does this day mean for you, this notion of the Irish Food Bloggers Association organising something, coming up here and then celebrating what you do?
I confess I got a bit emotional in there, because Sally McKenna, I was having a word with her. Six or seven my food heroes walked past me inside my restaurant, and to be honest with you, it's probably one of the best days of this restaurant's life. I just love it.